Hello, everybody. We're back. Cal Banyan, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc., where we have tons of fun, free, informative hypnosis training videos for you on calbanyan.com. And I'm back again with, you know her, Erica Flint. Erica Flint, well, let me get into the topic today. Today, we're going to talk about the true confidence builder. The one true confidence builder, the one thing that must be done for you to be truly confident. All right, let me tell you about Erica. She's way up there in Bellingham, Washington. She started her initial training there, really lacked the information she needed. She did some research, found out about the Five Path 2.0 video set, got that. And then all of a sudden she goes, wow, now it makes sense to me. I can help people. And then eventually she took our live course so that she could be interactive with me. She actually did that online. And then she was just a hypnotist on fire. She went full time in the profession, replacing her previous profession's income sufficiently. She's a software engineer, professional problem solver out in Silicon Valley kind of world. And now she doesn't work on computers anymore, except maybe some marketing stuff for her business. But now she works on the greatest computer in the world, and that's the human mind. So proud of her, so happy to have her here on our show. Go to the NGH convention, meet her in person. She's got a couple talks there. How you doing, Erica?
I'm doing great, Cal. Thank you. And yes, I'm really looking forward to the convention. Looking forward to seeing you and Brenda and Celeste and everybody else there. So please come and introduce yourself to me. If I don't know you already, I'd love to meet you. Well, Cal, let me tell everybody about you. Cal is the hypnosis celebrity, not just because of all of these wonderful free training videos that he has produced to date, around 444 or something like that, but because he's won nearly every award in the profession from the National Guild of Hypnotists, which is the oldest and largest hypnosis professional organization in the world. He's the hypnosis celebrity because he has appeared on television and radio talking about hypnosis, talking about his books, one of them my favorite, The Secret Language of Feelings, I give to nearly all of my clients. He's an author, he's a speaker, he is the guy that the experts in the field turn to for advice, and he is the authority on hypnosis that works. He's still speaking, he's still writing, he's still seeing private clients, he's still doing all sorts of amazing and wonderful things, and I'm so happy to be here, Cal. I have learned a lot from you. After taking the hypnosis Five Path 2.0 DVD set, I felt confident seeing clients right away. I knew I could help nearly every single client that walked through my door, and that is exactly what I've been doing ever since, and it's been great. So yes, I'm very happy to be here today. And experience, right? So experience is one of the best ways to gain confidence, and having success is the best way to gain confidence as well. So what do you think about this topic, Cal?
I love it.
Very good. Well, I'll tell you where this idea came about. It came about because recently I've been helping a lot of clients in my office with fear-based issues, right? So driving on the freeway, okay? So fear of needles, okay? And there comes a point in those sessions where you want to encourage your client, you know, you really want your client to have the success of having the experience and being successful at it, right? Now, there are certain issues that clients come to see us for, like weight loss or stopping smoking, that we expect them to leave the office and have success with that, right? For example, I mean, we need to eat every day, right? So your clients that are trying to lose weight, it's kind of implied that they're going to be practicing this when they leave, right? And so the whole idea here, what we're talking about today, is helping your clients that might have some of these other issues, like, yes, you feel confident going to drive the car that you were afraid of at one point, or going to get a shot once again, getting them to have that experience. So what do you think about this topic?
Oh, you know, as you're talking about this, I'm thinking about another topic we were talking about, and so I won't get into it this time, but we've got the topic coming on how to work like a pro from client number one. So I can see how this is going to overlap, can't you? And that having to work with your first client like a pro, or your next client like a pro, requires confidence too. I like that. Good, continue.
Absolutely. So one of the things that once again, just distinguishing that, you know, this is going to be something where you are, let's just take, for example, a fear of driving, all right? So as an example, one of the first things that you want to do after you, you know, build the correct rapport with your clients, which is what we talked about last time, and you've built their confidence in yourself and your abilities, that type of a thing, all right? You want to make sure that you're asking the right questions in the hypnosis pre-talk. So a lot of times when people come in with the fear, they will tell you everything that they don't want. I don't want to be afraid anymore. I don't want to be afraid on the freeway. I don't want to be this, that, or the other. So one of the most important things that you can do is you need to shift your client's thinking to start thinking about what they want to experience, right? Because you need to be thinking, you as the hypnotist are thinking in your head, okay, how am I going to give my client an experience in hypnosis using future progression, for example, of being successful with this experience, right? So you need to be asking them, what do you want, right? What do you think about that, Cal?
Exactly. I've probably been in the last few years that I've really been pushing and educating hypnotists to start working with age progression work. And I first started doing it with age regression work, and then we'd take them into their probable future where they can start pre-vivifying these successful events. And then I went on to where I'll use it even in any insight work that I've done. It might be forgiveness of others, forgiveness of self, or even parts work. After they've made the shift, have them go, using that magic of the mind, into the future and experience, pre-vivify what that's like. And here's another kind of insider tip. When you do that work, now they have experience that they can give to themselves, because they go into the probable future, right? And while they're in their probable future, they're having these experiences, and some of it is being unstated if you're just saying, okay, what's happening? And you can say, all right, now what I want you to do is I want you to turn back to that aspect of yourself that's still in my chair and tell him or her whatever he or she needs to know to ensure that that is your future. Do it. And that kind of informed adult process can be absolutely amazing through that hypnotic pre-experiencing. Excellent, Erica. Keep going.
I love that technique, Cal. And one of the things that, you know, I've called that the keys to success before, and especially for some of my clients that are really good list makers, right? They're like, they have everything listed out. Okay, so what, you know, future self, what does your present self sitting here right in the chair need to know so that they can be successful here? And they'll give you sometimes a bulleted list and you can make note of that. Hey, here's your plan for the future. And now that you know you have this plan for the future, you're going to execute this plan, you're feeling confident, you're feeling whatever it is, the client is now leaving feeling better and they have a plan, an actual plan. And so many people out there really want that action item list, right? You want to change how they shift inside feeling, and then you want to have this action item list for them moving forward. So I love that kind of spin on how to make your future progression even more powerful. I love that. One other question that I like to ask, because sometimes this is an important question to ask, is how do you know if things are going to get better? Right. So how do you know, and a better way to phrase that, I didn't really say that correctly. How do you know when things are better? So how are you going to know when things are successful? Now, sometimes, like I said before, clients are only focused on the negative. They're only focused on being so stressful. So how will you know, for example, when this fear is gone, when you're feeling better? And your client might pause and say, oh, geez, I haven't even thought about that. Well, and you know what? That's really important for you to help your clients start shifting their thinking towards how they want to be, because it's going to be really hard to get there if they don't know how they want to be. So, and then they will tell you things, oh, well, I will know that I'm there when I can drive down the road and not even worry, right, about the other cars on the road. I can just enjoy myself on the road. And so you can make a note of that. And then that, right, that is what you're going to want to help them experience in the hypnosis session, in the future progression. So it kind of gives you some ideas for doing that. Right, Cal?
Perfect. Yeah, exactly right. And, you know, this is also a reason this, you know, real confidence, real success, you know, it comes from doing things successfully. And one of the things we will also talk to our clients about is that success is a process. You know, they might not get 100% of the way the first time you see them, but to sensitize them to watching for evidence that they're getting what they came in for, like the things that Erica's talking about, and that is being, you know, being aware of how you'll know when you've accomplished the goal or we're getting what we want, and that sometimes comes a little bit at a time. And then this is a reason why you need to have multiple sessions. These people out here are going, session wonders, where you do a session, the person feels great when you leave and you think you've been successful with them. You really need, you know, at the very, very, very least, to have two sessions with someone to ensure that they've made the change, and then you can always reinforce it in the second session. But if not, then you can proceed with a system like 5-Path that will get them to where they want to go. Sometimes I'll have clients say, they'll fly in from somewhere else, where most of my clients come from out of the area, and say, you know, how long do I have to be there? You say it's about 5 or 6 sessions on average. How many of those sessions can we do in a day? Can we do like 3 a day and then do Monday and Tuesday and out of here? No. You need to have at least a day in between your meetings so that they can see how it's going in real life. I like to have at least one day and optimally 3 days to a week. The most I would stretch it out is 10 days, depending on the issue. If I'm working with something that's, like a really bad habit or addiction that, I don't even want to throw any ideas out there, but something that they've been doing every day, then I don't want to go 10 days before I see them again. I'm going to want to see them within 3 days. All right, go ahead, Erica.
Yeah, you definitely need them to have that real world experience. And one of the words that I use in my office sometimes is incremental changes. It's really easy for clients to focus on the negative. Biologically, we have a negativity bias because it helps keeps us safe, right? So the negativity bias, we're always focusing on what is wrong so that we can fix it and stay alive, basically. We want our clients in these cases to start focusing on what they're doing right. And so incremental changes, right? We don't expect somebody who's afraid to drive on the freeway then to go out, start race car driving the next day, right? So anything, and giving them that awareness, Cal, like you said, of these incremental improvements, that they are being successful, that they are improving, that every day is getting better than the next. And then with that real world experience, so important, because you know, you are in your hypnosis office, you're doing really great work, but the real test, right, where the rubber meets the road, is they got to go out into the real world and experience these things. And they're going to come back to you, and very likely they're going to have a lot of really great success, which of course you want to congratulate them for that, and everything that you know how to do to lift up your clients and help them feel good, they're moving in the right direction and all of those things. And then you can tweak or adjust all of the things that didn't go exactly right. So, you know, because you want to make sure that you are incrementally getting better over time, and that's why it's really important. Some of the things that they come back with after like the first session, you know, wasn't even addressed or didn't even come up in the first session, because, you know, as you are kind of peeling those layers back of your client, of the understanding of their issue, it might not have even been addressed yet. So they go out, have an experience in the real world, come back, oh, okay, so this thing happened. All right, well, let's fix that and move on with that incremental success. What do you think about that?
Perfect. I'm thinking, okay, mainly what we're talking about is two different things. You know, first, the concept of, you know, real confidence comes from, you know, having these positive, successful experiences. And second, the other thing we talked about is that experience can be done by pre-vivifying, taking them into the future, having those dry runs, so to speak, because the subconscious mind is unable to tell the difference between a vividly imagined experience and a real one. And when you're doing hypnosis and you have somnambulism, it is more than just a vividly imagined experience. It is a hallucinated experience, a pre-lived experience. And then the other one, of course, is actual time in between sessions, so that your folks can have those experiences, experience either massive initial success or incremental success that you can adjust as you go along. Have I got it right, Erica?
You do. And there's one last thing that I want to mention. You definitely want your client, so take for example the person maybe afraid of driving, you want them to go and actually drive, right? Now, so how do you get your client to do that, right? Of course, you do the pre-vivification and future progression, so they're feeling confident about it, that type of a thing. But you want them to actually leave your office and then go drive that week, right? So one of the things that I like to do is kind of do a brainstorming with my client. Say, okay, so how do you think you could have that experience this week? And get them thinking, oh, well, I could do that, you know, Friday morning when this happens, or I could do it, you know, on this day, and have them think about the best way to go about this, right? So they might say, well, I'm going to go drive on the back road to begin with, right? Maybe they're not going to get on the freeway right away, for example. But you know what? When your client is in that state of hypnosis, they come up with such great ideas, and you can help them with that, help them brainstorm on how they're actually going to accomplish the real world experience, right? So I think that you're kind of making a commitment there to actually go and do it. Yes, I'm going to go and do that and have that experience this week. I had the same experience with a client who was afraid of needles. She did not want to go, for example, she didn't want to go get her blood drawn, right? Because that process is a lot longer as far as people who have a fear of needles go. So she just went and had a flu shot, right? Something a little easier to do, built up her confidence. She did it without any problem at all. And then she was able to go give blood, which is something that she really personally wanted to be able to do. So having your client come up with their own ideas on how they can have the real world experience is a really good tip, I think. What do you think, Cal?
I think that's awesome. I did one thing. If possible, have them have that experience immediately. I mean, if their friend drove them to your office, if their friend would let them drive a little bit right now, that's better. Because the longer you wait for them to have the experience, the more likely some doubts can come in, someone can say something negative about hypnosis or whatever. So sooner is the better, right?
That's a great tip, Cal. Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and that's all I had on this, so thank you.
So what you got coming up?
Let's see. What's coming up? We've got next episode, we're going to talk about stop telling that old story, right? Those clients that come in and just keep on telling you their old story that they've probably been telling for, you know, the last 20 or 30 years, that type of a thing. And for me, I've got a class that I'm teaching at the end of August after the NGH convention, where I'll be talking about get new clients with Google Fast. I got a 1 hour and a 2 hour presentation on that Friday. So I hope to see you there. Maybe I'll see you in class in August for the Week of Power, or in October for the Super Class. And you can find me, I'm Erica Flint, at CascadeHypnosisCenter.com, or you can also find me at Our Hypnospace, where I lead a marketing group. And I would love to see you online, see you in the classroom, see you in the office, or see you at the convention.
Awesome. And I just want to say, I have every confidence that if you want to get certified, take my program, and you're up in that area, go give Erica's class, you know, the attention and time it deserves. She will change your life. And in addition to 5-path, there's 7-path. We're going to talk a little bit later about that. And of course, in my life, I've got my certification course coming up here at the Banyan Hypnosis Center in Tustin, California. It is October 5th through the 16th. We're going to change. I don't care if you've been in this profession for 5 years. Take my certification course. We're going to take your practice to a brand new level. And if you're brand new, thinking about getting in the profession, then there is no better way to start. Also, it's just like, what, a couple weeks away, the NGH convention, August 7th through the 9th, and then my 2-day right afterwards. Be there, we're going to have so much fun. And you 5-pathers, be there a day early, go to our annual reunion at the restaurant. We're getting that information out to you guys. Okay. I'm teaching the 1-day universal script. That's free. Come take it. 1 hour talk. By the way, you guys, if you're thinking about going to one of my talks or something, and you've made up your mind, contact the National Guild of Hypnotists immediately. Their information is ngh.org. Or is that net? Oh, geez. Now I got to look it up. Erica, will you look that up for me? Is it org or net?
It's .net. ngh.net.
.net. And, okay, ngh.net. And tell them you want to register for my class right away, because I've had classes fill up and then people are sad because they came to the convention. So before you go to the convention, register for my classes. So the free 1 hour, then there's the 2 hour Essentials of Mastering Age Regression, and then there's the big kahuna, the 2 day age regression certification class, which I did it for the first time last year. It was awesome. And we've got a few things to make it even better this year. All right, that's it. See you at the convention. See you in person. And I'll see you next week. All right, Cal Banyan, signing off. This recording is a property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.